Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Now, there's an interesting link or association between using probiotics in improving acid reflux or heartburn. But the question is why? How can a probiotic that affects the gut bacteria affect the stomach? In one study, I read 79% of people who took probiotics benefited from their acid reflux symptom. So there's a couple of reasons why probiotics might help you. One is that you have to look at the digestive system as one whole connecting organ or system. And as you affect one part of it, the other parts are affected. So one type of bacteria we have is the lactic acid bacteria. And this bacteria actually acidifies the colon. Then you also have lactic acid yeast, which acidifies the colon as well. So these microbes help you digest. And the more you have complete digestion in the lower part, the better it's going to be for the upper part, like the stomach. If you're not digesting because you don't have enough microbiome in your large intestine, that can also lead to an overgrowth of bacteria in your small intestine called SIBO. And that can also back up the whole system where you get regurgitation of fluids, like, for example, lactic acid coming from the small intestine up into the stomach. You can also have bile reflux or regurgitation coming up in the stomach. And then you can also have hydrochloric acid that backs up into the esophagus, simply because you don't have all the help of your large intestine in the lower part. Now, the other point I want to bring up is this gut-brain axis, or this relationship between your brain and your gut. It's connected by a very large nerve called the vagus nerve. And the vagus nerve is bidirectional. Okay, so in other words, it communicates going up this way and communicates going down this way. So whatever's happening down here affects your brain, and whatever happens up here can affect your gut. Now, the unique thing about the vagus nerve is that it is part of the autonomic nervous system, specifically the parasympathetic nervous system. And the autonomic nervous system controls all of the valves in the body, as in the valves on top of your stomach and the valves on the bottom of your stomach, which regulate the amount of food that goes through these different passages. And one way that people have a problem with the vagus nerve is that you have some type of dysbiosis or some type of problem in the lower part of your gut, in the large bowel. Now, the other connection is that if you're taking antibiotics, for example, one of the big side effects is GERD and acid reflux, which are pretty much the same thing. So what do antibiotics do? They destroy your flora. If you don't have enough flora, if you don't have enough good bacteria, that can severely affect the stomach. It can even give you gastritis or a sour stomach. Now, the microbes in your large intestine also make bile salts. So if there's a problem with that, that can also affect the neutralization of this acid coming into the small intestine, because bile salts are alkaline. And so if you don't have enough alkalinity, that can throw things off. And so you can then have more of an acid effect in your small intestine, which could not just create ulcers, but it can back up and create ulcers in the stomach and lead to an acid reflux situation. So this is what I recommend. If you have acid reflux or if you have heartburn, I recommend consuming apple cider vinegar, betaine hydrochloride, which are both acidifiers that can many times help the stomach, but you also may need some probiotics. And a few natural good ones are kefir. Make sure it's not with added sugar. Make sure it's whole milk kefir. Another one is sauerkraut, my favorite, and kimchi, which is a fermented cabbage product, usually eaten by Koreans and actually many other people. All right, thanks for watching. I will see you in the next video.
So if you're enjoying my content, which I hope you are, and you're applying this knowledge to your health, and you have a success, I'd really appreciate you sharing your success story. So click the link down below to my website where you can upload your success story so you can help inspire others.
Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So If you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.